sharing.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN government says it's developed a strategy to address some of the province's key challenges. The Executive Council will present the action plan to President Cyril Ramaphosa in Durban later. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The plan focuses on improving service delivery, reducing poverty and growing KZN's economy. According to the Government of Provincial Unity, it's outlined exactly how it plans on achieving these goals, which align with the national government's priorities. The presidency, says Ramaphosa, will meet the Premier Thami Ntuli and other executives in Musgrave this afternoon. The Presidential eThekwini Working Group will then update Ramaphosa on the progress made in tackling challenges like service delivery. Tomorrow, community members will get to discuss their issues during a face-to-face meeting with Ramaphosa in Umgababa on the south coast. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Former EFF Chair Advocate Dalia Mpofu has confirmed the Umkhonto weSizwe party is his new political home.
The party at the moment that has the biggest potential to unite black people and other progressive forces to take us quicker to the destination of total liberation.
News of his decision to ditch the Red Berets broke this morning. Mpofu, who serves the MKP as its legal counsel, has represented former President Jacob Zuma in some of his court battles. In an interview with Newswatch, Mpofu says his decision was motivated by his personal belief in the MK party's potential to achieve unity. He says while the EFF helped weaken the ANC in the elections, a new reality is setting in.
I think that while the EFF was instrumental in getting us here, this current reality we're facing now would be best confronted with a party like MK that is very interested in uniting the oppressed.
Mpofu joins a growing list of EFF members who've left the party for the MKP, including high-ranking figures like co-founder Floyd Shivambu. We've got our full interview with Mpofu up on our news and traffic page. Just head on over to ecr.co.za. A dangerous inmate has broken out of Boksburg Correctional Centre in Gauteng. Correctional Services says Martin Jackson is serving a 20-year sentence for robbery, theft and possession of an unlicensed firearm. It's not clear how he escaped. The department, Singabaka Khumalo, says they're trying to track him down.
Correctional Services is working with other law enforcement agencies to locate and apprehend Martin Jackson. The public is urged to remain vigilant and calling upon anyone with information on the escapee's whereabouts to contact the nearest police station or a correctional facility.
And Liam Payne's family has begun repatriating the singer's body to Britain. The former One Direction star fell to his death from the balcony of his hotel room in Argentina last month. Since then, authorities have been busy with post-mortem examinations and toxicology tests. The public prosecutor released the 31-year-old's body to his family this week, allowing them to start finalizing arrangements for his funeral. A recap of our lead story, the KZN government is set to deliver a strategy to tackle some of the province's main challenges to President Cyril Ramaphosa this afternoon. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.